Good morning. It's January 20th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we're going to be finishing the parable of the minas. We're reading Luke chapter 19, verse 27, and it reads, "But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me." Yeah, this is a very real and very terrifying end for all those that reject the Lord. You know, the Bible paints very vivid and very shocking pictures of what judgment looks like for those who reject the Lord. Everything from being slaughtered that we see here in Luke chapter 19, verse 27. You know, Matthew's gospel three different times explains that they will be cast into outer darkness. And all three times it says that in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 says, "And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." You know, we do no one any favors if we withhold the difficult truths that Scripture presents. Jesus spoke more about hell than anyone else in the Bible, and if it was important enough for him to speak on, it's important that we also speak on it. We don't need to be more loving and compassionate than God. He gave us his word with these harsh realities for a purpose. And there seems to be so many, you know, false religions and seeker-sensitive churches out there trying to shield people from the truth about sin and separation from God and hell. We should not be some of those people. Jesus tells us to have a fear of God for the very reason we're looking at in this verse today. God can allow us into heaven or cast us out of heaven. It's his will. In Luke chapter 12, verse 5, Jesus says, "But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." That is the reality for those who reject Jesus, and they need to hear of that reality. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, says, "Whoever will not be ruled by the grace of Christ will inevitably be ruined by the wrath of Christ."
That's a good quote. I've heard some of these big-name prosperity preachers say things like, people don't need to hear how bad they are. They already know, and they just need to be told how much God loves them. Well, I disagree. People who are dead in their sins against God, do not know how sinful they are. Sure, some people may have guilt over some choices they've made and hurt others, or they've been treated bad by others and feel unworthy. But those opinions of men about how horrible they are still don't compare to the sin we have done against God and God alone. The depravity of man is a doctrine that seems to have been lost in many churches today. It just doesn't jive with the seeker-sensitive mission in many of these churches. I'll quote Charles Spurgeon here to get my point across better. He says, "If any man thinks ill of you, do not be angry with him, for you are worse than he thinks you to be."
Good quote. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 114, verse 7 and 8. "Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 20, verse 2. "The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.